The next interview is actually two interviews combined. It's with two members of B Company, 1st Battalion, 26th Marines at Quezon, a sniper team. The first one is Corporal Gary D. Harris. That's Corporal Gary D. Harris, H-A-R-R-I-S, last name, of 1915 25th Street. 1915 25th Street, Lubuck, L-U-B-B-U-C-K, Texas. And the other guy is Corporal Gary D. Books, B-O-O-C-K-S. His address is Route Number 1, Venice, Pennsylvania, V-E-N-U-S, Pennsylvania. The double interview runs 8 minutes. Jim Elliott does the interviewing.
Testing, testing. The following interview is with Corporal Gary Harris, 1915 25th Street, Lubbock, Texas, a scout sniper assigned to Bravo Company, 1st Battalion, 26th Marines, here at Quezon. First of all, Gary, how long have you been a sniper here in Vietnam?
I've been in Vietnam since August, and I've been a sniper ever since then. I came over.
And could you tell us just what a sniper is and what he does?
Well, a sniper is used to is an effective fighter at real long range. Kills up to 1,000 meters and farther if you can get them. And we're used primarily in on assaults as a backup. We stand back and try to get kills up on the hill. We watch hills that are being assaulted, or like in this defensive position we're in now, we go around the lines and look at the trenches that the NVA have, and we get kills in, out there.
Well, evidently you're a fine shot. How did the Marine Corps choose you as a sniper?
Well, there are several qualifications. When I came through Okinawa, they were looking for our expert riflemen who were just coming to Nam, so they have a full tour. They brought us over here, and they were trained. You had to have good pro-con marks and just be an expert and be able to get along with people, I guess. That's the way they picked us.
Uh-huh. And what kind of rifle are you using here, Gary, for your sniping?
We use a Remington 700. It's a 7.62 match ammunition, 173 grain ammo. It has it's almost like a regular 7.62, but has a little bit more kick, and it fires a lot straighter.
Okay, let's talk about, since you've been here at Quezon, how much shooting have you done here at Quezon?
Well, so far I've had two confirmed kills with Foxtrot 226 out at Hill 558. I came into Quezon, and we've been getting kills down here in the Arvin unit. We've gone out, we stay in the trench during the day, usually early in the morning and pretty late in the afternoon. We see them walking around the trench. We have usually a head shot and sometimes a head and body shot.
You said confirmed kills, Gary. How do you confirm a kill with a sniper scope?
Well, anytime that you get a kill, if you have an officer, and if you're able to go get either the body, the weapon, or the cartridge belt, it is a confirmed kill. If you don't, if you just have witnesses that see the body fall, or you see the body fall yourself, you can turn in a probable kill. And most of the time, if a body falls, he's dead.
Mm-hmm. Well, here at Quezon, you're right on the end of the lines. The enemy's pretty close. What is the closest kill and the farthest kill you've got while here at Quezon?
Right here in Quezon, we've been firing at between 700 and 800 meters, and all of my two confirmed kills were at 700 meters, and everything out here has been around 800.
Well, you also mentioned possible kills as opposed to confirmed kills. What is a possible kill?
The possible kill is anytime you see a man fall, or if you see him fall and someone else sees him fall, then you turn in a report, tell what you did, and they give you a possible kill with it.
Well, Gary, you mentioned you've been in Vietnam about 6 or 7 months as a sniper. How many confirms and how many probables do you estimate you've had since that time?
Well, I've just had the two confirmed, and I imagine that in all I've killed around 8 men. I wouldn't say any more than that.
Have you been using the same rifle the whole time?
Yes, I had one rifle, and right now it's on 558. Deploy with another team, but they're all the same, they're set the same, so each rifle, it doesn't really matter if you have the same one or not.
Okay, Gary, thank you a lot for talking to us today.
You bet.
The snipers here at Quezon, as they are throughout the Marine Corps, travel in pairs, one man acting as a shooter, the other as a spotter, alternately. Right now, the other half of Corporal Harris's team, acting as a spotter, is Corporal Gary D. Brooks of Rollout 1, Venice, Pennsylvania. Corporal Brooks, as a spotter, what are your duties with the sniper team?
I have a pair of binoculars. It's much stronger than a scope, and I spot out the possibles out there, and then let him know when it's about time to him to come out of a trench or pop his head up, and tell him when about ready to shoot.
Do you confirm or the kill?
Most of the time, I can see a little better than he can, and I can tell whether for sure he's hit or not.
Well, how long have you been a sniper here in Vietnam, Gary?
I've been a sniper about 1 year, but I've been in Vietnam about 5 and a half months.
Well, as a spotter, you also work as a shooter. How many kills do you have?
As possible, I never did stop to count, because whenever I got a kill, there was never any officers around to sign a paper, so I just forgot about it.
Mm-hmm. Could you tell us a little bit about the scope you use on your rifles?
Yes, it's a Redfield variable 3x9, and it's about, like I say, it's between 3 and 9 power. And had some good crosshairs on it. We got a little rangefinder on it. Marine Corps picked a real good scope when they gave this to us.
Okay, let me ask you this: where do you aim at on the enemy body? What you call the perfect shot?
Well, we got all rifles seem to be zeroed in about 700 meters. So if you at that range, you can put the crosshairs on a guy's chest and you'll probably hit him there. And at 1,000 meters, but you hold it a little above that, maybe about to his head, and you'll hit him in his chest.
Where usually are these enemy soldiers when you shoot them? Are they usually in their trenches, walking around? Do you shoot at moving targets, or do you try to get them in a stationary position?
Try to get them in stationary, but most of the time they're moving around, and Charlie's pretty hard to find. He's well camouflaged, and whenever we do see him, he's usually moving.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned, Gary, that the perfect shot would be in the chest, torso. If you hit an enemy there, is this a pretty good sign that he's been killed?
This is true. It's you ever get hit in the chest and in the heart, you know pretty well that he's dead. And this is what we call a perfect shot, right in the heart.
This is a pretty powerful round. Is it more powerful than the average Marine Corps rifle?
Yes. The average Marine Corps round, WRA, is between 149 and 169 grain. Ours is 173 grain. It's every one of them are. It's where each time you shoot around, it'll go to the same place forever.
Okay, I guess turnabout's fair play, and I'm sure they have their snipers out there. Have you been harassed much here with sniper fire from the other side?
Quite a bit. We were out there sniping the other day, and I don't think they played a fair game. They started shooting back at us with their 57 recoilless.
as the rifle sniper, what kind of rifle have they been known to use as sniper rifles?
That's a 7.62, but it's a little different round. As a matter of fact, I got one of the sniper rifles from them, and scoping on, I got it at home. I sent it there, and it's quite a trophy. But theirs is a little longer round rifle than ours, and it's not, I don't think, as accurate.
Are they good shots?
Pretty good. Yes, they are.
Not as good as you?
I hope not.
Okay, thanks a lot for talking to us today, Gary.
All right.